Okay, so this is LS. You may be wondering what this is. Well, it's not a regular episode. It's a bonus episode. Okay, so let me explain. Ash decided to make a cooking show one time before the whole Seven Keys adventure. But then she also decided to shut it down after 3 episodes and never aired any of them. I won't tell you why she pulled it, and I also won't tell you how I found the first episode of it to play for you today. Are you ready? Wait, I just have to pop the DVD in here. Alright, okay, it's ready. Enjoy Cooking with Ash, Episode 1. Hello everyone, my name is Ashley Reed, but you can call me Ash, so I'm going to try to make a cooking show today, so here goes. I'm not really sure how people do this. Do they draw out their recipe plan or something? I think I've seen that on baking shows. Well, I'm not doing a baking show, I'm doing a cooking show, but I'm baking, so anyway, so I won't draw it out. Okay, I'm going to narrate my every move, because isn't that what people do on cooking shows? Alright, let's start now. Today, I'm going to make butter pecan cookies. Okay, so here are the ingredients, right? I'm supposed to say the ingredients? Okay, 1 3/4 of a cup of chopped pecans, a cup of butter, a cup of brown sugar, a cup of pecan halves. What? More pecans? I guess they're very nutty. I guess I didn't read the whole recipe through. Next, there's 2 cups of flour. 2? I thought I said 1 for a sec. Then a tablespoon of vanilla extract. And an egg. Okay, that's all the ingredients. Let's get started with the actual baking part. Okay, so it says the first step is to place the chopped pecans in the butter and... Wait, these pecans aren't chopped. I'm going to have to chop them myself. Knife, where's the knife? Aha! Woo, nearly cut myself there. That was close. Let's chop these. Chop, 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 chop. Look, I've already chopped 4, just a bunch more. Not exactly sure how much more I'll need. Chop, chop, chop. Ouch! Eek, I just cut my finger. I think there are some Band-Aids in the cupboard here. Oh, darn, it's bleeding. I'll hurry. Okay, I've got the Band-Aid on. Back to my chopping. Alright, now I'm finished, and I'm going to put these and the butter into a baking pan. Let me just grab the baking pan... Ow! I'm okay. It just landed on my toe. Darn toes, why do they exist? I've got the butter and the chopped pecans in the pan, and I'm gonna shake them as they toast. Shake, shake. Hot. Don't worry about me. I just got a little pecan-shaped burn on my forehead. I can cover it up with my bangs. Alright, we've toasted the pecans now, and I'm going to... Let's see here. Step 2. In a large bowl, cream, brown sugar, and remaining butter into light and fluffy. Beat in egg yolk and vanilla. Gradually add flour and mix well. Cover and refrigerate for 1 hour or until easy to handle. Alright, perfecto. Sounds super easy. Well, gosh, don't jinx yourself. Anyway, alright, I've poured the brown sugar and butter, and now I'm going to get out the mixer. Okay, turned it on. And the brown sugar and butter mess just got all over me. One sec, I'm just gonna go, take a shower. Okay, I'm back. I've put more sugar and butter in there and I've beaten it. I've also beaten in the egg yolk and vanilla. Let's mix this again and add the flour. In steady state. And the brown sugar and butter and egg yolk and vanilla and flour mess just got all over me. I'm just, going to, go shower again. I'm back, and I did the whole thing even slower. Eureka! It worked. Okay, I'm refrigerating it for an hour. Step 3. Roll into 1-inch balls, then roll in toasted pecans, pressing... Wait. Oh, I didn't realize I would actually have to use that stuff in the 1 hour. Okay, let's wait for the dough to chill. How about we sing a song while we wait? Happy birthday to you, happy... Wait, whose birthday is it again? I don't know. I can read my travel journal from my trip to Florida. Let me find it.
1 hour later.
I'm sorry, everyone is probably bored out of their wits watching this. All right, the dough is chilled. Let's get back to the step where you have to roll the balls. I think that's about 1 inch, isn't it? Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is. Here, I'm gonna go get a tape measure. Yeah, 1 inch exactly. Snap! Ouch! Sorry, that was just the... tape measure snapping. So I've rolled them in the toasted pecans and have pressed the nuts into the dough. Next part of step 3. Place 2 inches apart on ungreased baking sheets. Okay, I can do that. Should I bring out the tape measure?
Nah, I've learned my lesson already.
Okay. Beat egg white until foamy. Dip pecan halves in egg white, then gently press one into each ball.
Oh no, more beating.
Okay, here goes. Ah!
Third shower time.
I'm back again. I press the pecan halves into the balls. These cookies look delicious. Is it time to put them in the oven yet? Not sure. Wait, where'd the recipe go? Huh? It was sitting right... Oh. It's covered in egg white goo from the beating explosion. I'm going to have to guess what it said because it's completely unreadable now. Let's bake these for 500 degrees. I think that's about right for cookies. Yeah, okay. For 40 minutes. Pop. All right, now we wait. Wait, what's that burning smell? Ah! The oven's on fire! Someone help! Oh, wait, I'm home alone. I'll turn the oven off. Whew, the fire's gone. Okay, let's grab these cookies. Ow, ow. I just forgot to use the ultra-protective hand pad. Whoops. Well, at least it's just a minor burn. These cookies are black and burnt to crisps. I'm gonna have to throw them away. Well, maybe it won't taste too bad. Pluh! That's disgusting. Ugh. Well, now I'm gonna have to pay my mom back for those expensive pecans. Jax, you're home? Don't come in. I'm, working on something, okay?
If you say so.
All right, well, that was Cooking with Ash, episode 1. Made some disgusting pecan crisps. See you next time, I guess? This is Ashley Reed, you can call me Ash, I think, and I'm signing off. LS is back. Well, you probably get why Ash never aired any of her 3 episodes. Ash is a total flop at cooking and baking, but I hope you got a laugh, and I hope you enjoyed this bonus episode. Tune in next week to plunge back into the 7 Keys adventure. Oh, and I forgot to tell you, this bonus episode was a hint to what I'm going to do after the 7 Keys podcast. Stay tuned. LS out.